The Prayers of the Holy Souls for Us. We have just spoken of the gratitude of the Holy Souls. This they sometimes manifest, as we have seen, in a clearly visible manner, but most frequently they exercise it invisibly by their prayers. The souls pray for us not only when, after their deliverance, they are with God in heaven, but even in their place of the exile and in the midst of their sufferings. Although they cannot pray for themselves, yet, by their supplications, they obtain great grace for us. Such is the express doctrine of two eminent theologians, St. Robert Bellarmine and Suarez. These souls are holy, says Suarez, and dear to God. Charity urges them to love us, and they know, at least in a general way, to what dangers we are exposed, and what need we have of their divine assistance. Why, then, would they not pray for their benefactors? Why? But it will be answered because they know them not. In that dismal abode, in the midst of their torments, how can they know who are those that assist them by their suffrages? To this objection it may be replied, the souls feel at least the alleviation which they receive and the assistance which is given them. This suffices, even should they be ignorant of the source whence it came, to call down the benedictions of heaven upon their benefactors, whosoever they may be, and who are known to God. But in reality do they know from whom they receive assistance in their sufferings? Their ignorance of this is nowise proved, and we have strong reason to believe that no such ignorance exists. Would their angel guardian, who dwells there with them, to give them all the consolation in his power, deprive them of this consoling knowledge? Is this knowledge not conformable to the doctrine of the communion of saints? Would the intercourse which exists between us and the church suffering not be the more perfect for its being reciprocal, and that the souls know their benefactors better? This doctrine is confirmed by a great number of particular revelations, and by the practice of several holy persons. We have already said that St. Bridget, in one of her ecstasies, heard several souls cry aloud, "Lord God, all-powerful, reward 100-fold those who assist us by their prayers, and who offer to you their good works, in order that we may enjoy the light of your divinity." We read in the life of St. Catherine of Bologna that she had a most tender devotion towards the holy souls in purgatory, that she prayed for them very frequently and with the greatest fervor, that she recommended herself to them with the greatest confidence in her spiritual necessities, and advised others to do the same, saying, "When I wish to obtain any favor from our Father in heaven, I have recourse to the souls that are detained in purgatory. I entreat them to present my requests to the Divine Majesty in their own name, and I feel that I am heard through their intercession." St. John Vianney, the Curie of Ars, said to his ecclesiastic who consulted him, "Oh, if it were not known how great is the power of the good souls in purgatory with the heart of God, and if we knew all the graces we can obtain through their intercession, they would not be so much forgotten. We must, therefore, pray much for them, that they may pray much for us." These last words of St. John Vianney indicate the true manner of having recourse to the souls in purgatory. We must assist them to obtain their prayers and the effect of their gratitude in return. We must pray much for them, that they may pray much for us. There is no question here of invoking them as we invoke the saints in heaven. Such is not the spirit of the Church, which, before all else, prays for the departed and assists them by their suffrages. But it is nowise contrary to the spirit of the Church, nor to Christian piety, to procure relief for the souls, with the intention of obtaining in return, through the assistance of their prayers, the favors which we desire. Thus it is a laudable and pious act to offer a Mass for the departed when we are in need of a particular grace. If, when the holy souls are still in their sufferings, their prayers are so powerful, we may easily conceive that they will be much more efficacious when, being entirely purified, these souls stand before the throne of God. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. This has been a production of Alleluia Audiobooks. For more free Catholic audiobooks, please visit us at AlleluiaAudiobooks.com, or you can Google Alleluia Audiobooks. This CD is free to make copies of to distribute to others, but we do ask that you do not alter the original audio. Thank you, and God bless.